For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Haley Mack, a sophomore forward out of East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And your team's first road trip is in the books. You went off to Potsdam, New York to play the defending national champs, Clarkson. What was your favorite part of the trip?
I think the favorite part is always the bus rides, just getting with the team. I mean, we're a new team this year. It's always nice to kick off the year with a bunch of new girls and getting to know each other and knowing that we have to go through the grind together because it wasn't an easy travel, but the girls make it a lot easier because they're enjoyable to be around.
After being shut out on Friday 2-0, Saturday your team battled back from behind, scoring four goals. You were on the ice for three of those four goals. What was it like knowing that your team was able to score that many goals against the defending champs?
I think that's just credit to our team. We have a don't quit mentality, so we kept playing till the buzzer at the end of the third period.
What was the biggest difference from Friday and Saturday's games?
I think after the long travel, I don't want to blame it on that, but, you know, just get our legs moving again and all the girls get their heads wrapped around that we're playing the national champions and that we have to come out as hard as we can because they're going to be really good and we just have to be better in order to beat them.
Claire and Jack were out there on the ice when you were part of those goals. You scored. Jack and Claire each had a goal. What was it like playing alongside those two?
Well, they're both very good players, so it's always fun to play against them.
I am guessing your coach wouldn't want me to say this, but was that a little bit of a moral victory knowing that you guys were able to come from behind?
Yeah, it's always a good feeling, especially from a coaching standpoint. You always want to see your team like never quit and keep going till the end of the buzzer because that shows a lot how much we care and how much we want to win.
This weekend, you take on a Gopher team that last season you guys played in the playoffs. You were able to take a game from them, which had never been done in the playoffs. This weekend you're taking them on again after they're coming off of a rough weekend, almost getting swept by Ohio State. What do you expect out of this Gopher team coming in here?
Well, I always expect them to be on their A game. They're a great team, especially after a loss like that, but they're going to come out really hard. So we have to be ready and be on our toes, and we have to come play our A game and just worry about us.
Is there a little bit more of an edge playing against a Gopher team just because they're kind of Minnesota's team?
Yeah, there's always an edge. You always want to beat them because they're always good, so you always want to beat them.
Well, here's some fun questions for you. We're going to move away from hockey for a little bit. What music do you listen to get ready for games?
I probably listen to hip-hop / rap.
I didn't see that coming. I would have thought you'd listen to country music. If you could swap lives with any celebrity, who would it be and why?
Easily Jesse James Decker. I just love her. She's always inspiring and she's always working hard and she's an independent woman with a hot husband, so you can't go wrong with that.
I was just gonna say, and her husband's pretty easy to look at.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love these questions. Favorite TV show?
Eric and Jesse.
Well, that obviously. So is that your guilty pleasure, is binge watching their shows?
Yeah, they're only a half hour, so it kind of rattles me, but I'm always excited to watch their show.
Favorite color?
Pink.
I can see that. Favorite food that your mom cooks?
I really like her lasagna. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good pregame meal, isn't it?
Yep.
What's it going to take to beat the Gophers this weekend?
We all have to play our game and come together as a team and put the puck in the back of the net, and we'll be just fine.
Good luck to you this weekend. Thanks so much, Haley.
Thanks, Kelly.